Day 11 of the 28th Olympiad is underway. It's a big day for Mexico. The eyes of the country are on one person, Ana Gabriela Guevara. The Mexican track star is an overwhelming favorite to win the 400-meter dash in Athens. The race is scheduled to start any minute now. People all over Mexico are gathering to watch the race on TV. We're going to join one of those groups right now. James Bleers, a correspondent for Standard Radio News, joins us now by phone from a sports club in Mexico City where he lives. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks very much indeed. If you can speak up as loud as you can, because there's a lot of noise in this club at the moment. People are sitting on the edges of their chairs. Ana is looking pretty tense. She looked relaxed a few minutes ago, but she's looking very tense. She's got some sunglasses on, which she always wears for every one of the events. Her number, the running number, is 2517. And the atmosphere here at the moment, people are having drinks ready to try and toast and celebrate her. And it's very, very tense here as well. Realistically, Ana is probably the only person in the Games for Mexico that stands a chance of winning a medal. There has been one wheelchair athlete who has won a medal in a distance event, but apart from perhaps the diver Fernando Platas, Ana is the only one.
Well, the race, I gather, is just about to begin. You have the advantage. You're watching it there.
The race is underway at the moment, and in fact, it's interesting. There's silence. There's actual silence or virtual silence in the room. Everybody's concentrating to see what Ana can actually do and how she can actually pull this out. It's very tense at the moment indeed.
Well, because of an agreement, NBC owns the radio rights to the Olympics, so we can't even ask you to tell us what's going on until it's over.
At the moment, people are clapping and people are standing in front of the screen. I can see one man actually trying to pray at the moment. It's incredible. It's incredible. They're cheering. Can you hear them? They're cheering. They're willing to try and get across the line.
It sounds very exciting.
Incredible. Incredible. Well, what do you think?
Well, from all the cheering, it sounds like she did pretty well.
Well, she's finished in, I think we can say that actually from the results, that she's finished in second place. She did very well. And, there's a number of different people who want to sort of come and talk to you for a moment. This gentleman who's coming to talk to you, his name is Pedro. He's a member of the club. Pedro, tell us what you think of the result.
Well, we are very happy because Ana had the second place. We wish to have the first place, but I think the second place is very, very good.
Well,
we are very happy with the result of Ana. We are very, very happy. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Pedro.
Okay. Well, I'm getting somebody else to come and have a talk. I mean, obviously the hope was for gold, but silver is not at all bad. And Carlos is here as well. Carlos, what do you think of the result?
It's very good for Ana and for Mexico. Okay?
Thanks very much, Carlos. And James Bleers, hang on just a minute. I have to say that you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And anyway, we're back.
The line is rather faint because there's a lot of shouting at the moment, but I think there's a general satisfaction. I think that people obviously had hoped for gold, but are very pleased indeed with silver. And considering in the last Olympics that she actually finished in fifth place, I think, you know, most people are pleased and happy that she's actually got herself a medal. And silver's not bad, obviously.
Now, a Bahamian named Williams Darling is the winner of the women's 400 meter. But I understand that you've interviewed Ana Guevara in the past. Tell us a little bit about her.
Well, the other thing I'd also say is that when a person wins a gold medal, normally there's a call from the president of Mexico. Of course, that would be, in this case, President Vicente Fox. Ana hasn't won gold. She's won silver, but it's still a marvelous achievement. I have actually interviewed Ana myself on two or three occasions. I saw her at the last at the Mexican Olympic Committee, which is in the heart or close to the heart of Mexico City. And really, she has worked, as the other athletes have, of course, but she's worked tremendously hard for this particular medal. no one could have worked harder. I watched her once do a 2.5 hour training session, and it was, you know, absolutely unremitting. And I said to her, what are you going to do? And she said, have a snack and go back and do it again. I mean, the enormous dedication. There's only really in the race perhaps several meters, a couple of meters difference. Of course, that does make all the difference. But I think, you know, people here are talking and discussing at the moment about it. But I think everybody I've seen is very, very pleased indeed about the result.
You mentioned that this is not her first Olympics game, her first Olympics. I gather, though, it took a while for Anna to become a star in Mexico.
Say again?
I gather it took a while for Anna to become a star in Mexico.
I think really that, you know, Anna's, you know, has so many supporters. I mean, her family, they come from the north of Mexico. A number of members of her family are there, and I think they're obviously very proud. It's very difficult indeed when athletes are not in, you know, the mainstream system. And Anna's had to do a lot of training on her own and perhaps has not had the fantastic facilities that some countries actually have. And so to actually get a silver is, you know, a very creditable performance. I know that Mr. Barrera, her trainer, who's a fairly elderly gentleman, will be absolutely thrilled at this.
And again, the results in that particular race, Tonique Williams-Darling of the Bahamas won the gold medal Tuesday with a time of 49.41 seconds. Ana Guevara of Mexico got the silver medal, 49.56 seconds, and others 15 hundredths of a second behind the winner. Well, James Bleers, thank you very much, and would you relay our thanks,
well,
please?
Everybody's cracking open bottles of beer and tequila here. They're called submarinos. I think the celebrations are just about to start.
Well, give our regards to Pedro and Carlos as well.
Thank you.
James Bleers, a correspondent for Standard Radio News. He was with us from a sports club in Mexico City. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.